Well, I'm guessing frustration must be your overriding emotion.
Yeah, and without sounding like a broken record a little bit, I find it difficult to know that we haven't won that today. Our fans see what I thought was an accomplished, disciplined display of attacking football without actually finding the back of the net. And sometimes you have to scratch your head how we missed some of the chances. And that is just the final piece in the jigsaw, I think. We restricted an Everton side who were good on a break to one or two chances. Ben had to make one good save at the end with his feet. But other than that, it was all us and us asking questions. Our right side definitely had more to offer today. We got Brunt and Gibbs down the left, and we raided down both sides evenly. So it was a nice balance to the team. It's just getting that ball in the net, which is eluding us at the moment.
The Premier League is a very unforgiving beast, and if you can't correct that situation, then it could potentially cost you your place in this division, couldn't it?
Well, you only got to look at the goals for from the start of the season till now. It is an issue that we can't really hide from. It's right and staring us in the face. But as a manager, you know, and working with the players we got, the team today, in trying to turn that round in terms of the goal scoring, couldn't have done any more, really. Without getting the goals, and I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate the other scores today, because there was a lot of draws. We could have got those extra 2 points, would have put us right back in with a few others. So a little bit disappointment in terms that we didn't get those 2 points that I thought the players deserved in terms of their effort and their commitment and their philosophy of trying to win it.
Particularly that Rondon chance early on, if that goes in, then it's a completely different game potentially, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and that is, you know, we don't start well. And it was nice to come in at half time without a 2-0 deficit, because we've played probably better. Second half, Man United may have been equivalent to today. Second half at Stoke was much better. But today, probably our best 90 minutes where we've controlled the game and looked in control, not looked edgy. Looked confident, just didn't get the goal.
Solomon felt his hamstring, did he, in the second half? Is that why he went off?
Yes, it was. And obviously Phillips had run out of fuel. But both of those had played well up to that point. And it's just a bit unfortunate this Christmas period is like that. We've lost Chadley and might have lost Solomon for a few games. And we just got to, you know, keep our discipline in bounds of what we're doing. And it'll come, though. You can't put that many balls in the box and that much quality. I mean, it wasn't like we were just putting balls in the box. Some of the quality was different class. We just couldn't find a goal.
Just finally from me, it's easier said than done, but you've got to keep the players in a positive frame of mind now going into the Arsenal game next, haven't you?
Yeah, correct. And as I say, that's a different game. We won't get as much dominance as we did today. We know that. And that means you've got to be even more clinical when the chances come. So that's a pressure on us that we've got to try and deliver against Arsenal.